The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we are grateful unto you. We say power and might be unto you or belongs to you. Power and might be unto you or belongs to you. For there is no power beside you. There is no power beside you. Power and might be unto you and belongs to you. We are grateful. We are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Thank you this morning. Thank you for yet another day. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have given for us to live in this body, in this fallen world. We are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we celebrate you. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted and be uplifted. Unto you alone be all the glory. Thank you, Father. Lord, we have come to receive power. We have come to receive strength. We have come to receive energy. We have come to receive wisdom. We have come to receive favor. We have come to receive grace. We have come to receive your goodness and mercy, O God, that we need for today. That we need to carry on, that we need for today's activities, that we need, O God, to manifest you, O God, in our daily lives. We have come, O God, to receive that. And as many as come to you, you are so generous to give unto us. So, Father, we know that our lives will never be the same. Unto you be all the glory once again. We exalt you and uplift you. We say, Lord, you are always the giver. You are the compassionate God. That is why we are here also to give our hearts unto you, to give our praises and worship and honor unto you. Father, you are God. You are King. To you be all the glory. Thank you, Father, Lord. Give, O God, each and every one of us an encounter. Give us, O God, a stable network that at the end of the day, Father, nothing but your name will be glorified. We are grateful. We celebrate you, Lord, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. Precious, highly favored, and highly valued sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. Coming your way from the Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Pascal, our technician, under the media team. Beloved, we are in the Easter season. We are in the Easter week. This week is a Passover week in the Old Testament. And in the early church, all the sufferings of Jesus Christ, all that he went through, it happened within this week. It happened within this week. He was arrested on Sunday. Yes, he was arrested on a Sunday. And then from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he suffered what no human being can suffer and survive. He suffered what no human being can survive, can suffer and survive. Just for you and I, he bore the brand, he bore the brand, he bore the pain. Our pain, he bore it. The sins of the world were cast on him. And I tell you, It was a terrible time. It is something that cannot be explained. One time somebody was asking me to explain. I mean, just it happened again on Monday when somebody called me that about an incident that has happened between myself and somebody. And the person was asking me, so Pastor, how do you handle different characters in the church? How do you handle us? He said, how do you handle us? Me inclusive, because I know myself also. How are you able to handle all these things? And I told him, and I told her, I say it's by the grace of God. It's a calling. He said, I can never be a pastor. I said, yes, if God hasn't called you, don't try. And I told him, if I explain it, you can't understand. Because it is like Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. And you ask him to explain the pain that he went through. It's inexplainable. You can't understand. It takes grace. It is the grace of God. Beloved, so this week is a very serious week in the realms of the spirit. This was the week where all your sins and my sins, where all our weaknesses and shortcomings and limitations were put on Christ. That is why we celebrate the Passover or Easter in the New Testament. Yes. And so it's a very, very serious week. In fact, it is the most significant celebration in Christianity, if there is any, apart from celebrating the Sunday that Jesus resurrected as our Sabbath. The most important celebration is Easter, is the Passover. Not even Christmas. Christmas has some argument because the church fathers decided that on this pagan worship day, let us also celebrate the day of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God did not reject it. But Easter is the most significant of all celebrations. It's the most significant. Look, if you decide you can fast 1 or 2 or 3 days, even half day fast, that you are the product of the cross, and that the provision of the cross, somebody should write it for me, that the provision of the cross should begin to manifest in your life. That the provision, you are the product. I am the product of the cross. I am the product of the finished work on the cross. And so the provision of the cross, the provision of the cross, the provision of the cross should become my portion. What was the provision of the cross? Total healing, total restoration, total deliverance. What are the provisions of the cross? Write it. What are the provisions of the cross? Yes, I can see my neighbor there. You know, what are the provisions of the cross? The provisions of the cross is holistic or total healing, holistic or total deliverance, holistic or total prosperity, holistic or total success, holistic or total restoration, holistic or total revival. Everything that God gives to you is holistic. It's holistic. In fact, God doesn't give his student half-half. No. God does not give you half healing. He doesn't give you half deliverance. He doesn't give you half prosperity. He does not give you half restoration. Oh, take this one And then another time, I know it is holistic. Because the Jesus Christ in us is holistic. Jesus gave all of himself. All of himself. Oh, my God, what a message. I am feeling something right now. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel the presence of God. Thank you for this revelation. Father, bless me this Easter season that I can give you a good offering. Oh, Lord, bless me. Bring money that we can give good offerings, Lord, to sow into this holistic manifestation. Beloved, Jesus Christ gave himself holistically, holistically, holistically. After everything, he breathed his last and said, "It is finished." He gave his all. And once he gave his all to us, he doesn't give us half things. Please, online, child of God, precious and highly valued, please take note of this point that God does not give his children half things. He does not give us half things. He gives us holistic things, not half. Somebody should write this. God does not give his children half things. He gives us holistically. He gives us full. That's why the Bible says that in John chapter 10 verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it all more abundantly, or have it to the full. To the full. Look, the Jesus in you is not half Jesus. The Holy Spirit in you is not half Holy Spirit. No. It is holistic. We need to grow in it. So this week, holistic blessings should manifest in your life. Any area of your life that you lack, that lack should be provided. That lack should be supplied. I say any area in your life that you lack anything, that lack should be supplied. That lack should be provided. God has not given you anything in the halfway. No. So our theme again is predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. And under it, let this Easter season produce holistic blessings. Let this Easter season produce holistic blessing. Let this Easter season, let this Easter season produce, let this Easter season produce holistic blessings. You see, when God says, "I bless you," look, anything God tells you is not harmful, is holistic. Is holistic. When you read Romans chapter 8, once again, verse 30. Romans 8, verse 30. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. And then we go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. 1 Peter 5, verse number 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory, to Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 11. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. I want to read that again. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Why is this scripture saying, after you have suffered a little while? It's talking about the process that you go through. The process that God will take you through to mature you. Somebody should write it. Write this. God does not take us through the process to qualify us for any blessings. Somebody should write this. God does not take us through any process to qualify us for any blessings. You know, when I say write it, it is an inspired thing. It is the Holy Spirit just drop it. That's when I say write it. It is not from me. God does not qualify us by the process he takes us through. In fact, the finished work of Christ has already qualified us. Oh my God, we are learning. We are learning. God is teaching us. The finished work of Christ on the cross has already qualified you and me. In fact, the covenant of God with Abraham has already qualified us. The covenant has already qualified us to enjoy holistic blessings. The covenant with Abraham, Abrahamic covenant, has already qualified you and me to enjoy holistic blessings. And the finished work of Christ on the cross has also, the finished work of Christ on the cross has equally qualified you and me to enjoy holistic blessings. So now, what is the process? The process is to mature us. God takes us through the process to mature us, to make us, not to qualify us. God takes us through the process to mature us. It is like having a Mercedes Benz, and then your 12 years old son, very handsome boy, strong, very, very handsome, loves cars. Sometimes when you are driving, when he was about 3 years, he will sit on your lap on the steer and all that. Sometimes when you open the car, you go and sit on the steer. So at 12 years, he begins to come to you, daddy, give me the keys. Daddy, I want to try my hands on the car. Daddy, give me the keys. Will you give your keys to him? No, you will not. He will cry, hit himself on the ground. You will not. Do you know why? He is not yet matured. Even though he will be driving that car, even though automatically he is the owner of that car, he is the one who is going to inherit that car, but he's not yet matured. Beloved, every blessing you desire, anything you desire in Christ, let me say, he put that desire there. That's why you are desiring it. Your expectations and your dreams, they are all hot. Your expectation and your dreams, they are all approved. I'm telling you, they are approved. The kind of marriage you want to have, the kind of children you want to have, the kind of husband you want to have, the kind of wife you want to have. Everything has been fully hot, approved. It has been approved. Oh. It has been approved because you are the product of the cross. And that desire was part of the provision to have good desire for the best. Because Jesus gave the best of himself. So he gave the best for you to enjoy the best. He gave the best for you to enjoy the best. A family outside the country. Send me money to get a property for them. And I was saying, please, come down and choose. Huge money. Come down and choose where you want, what you want. Come down and choose for me. After I finish saying this, you understand why I'm saying this. They said, no, Papa, we know you. You are the man of excellence. Anything, I mean, we can see that this man just likes good things. We know your taste. We know what you like. We can see it is on you. Even they mentioned, they say, even look at where the church is located. Look at the work you are doing there. Look at us. You don't look at our status and just come and tell us anything. When you get opportunity to even address as the youth, address even children, you prepare. You are always there to give out the best of the best. You are an excellent person. So please, anything you choose for us, any place you choose for us, is okay for us. Anything you choose for us, any place you choose for us, is okay for us. We were really arguing for some months. I said, please, it is true. But do you know something? There are some specifications that I may like, which you may not. There are some things that I may want to have, or I may not need, but you may need them. For instance, I don't know how to swim, so I don't need a water pool. So sorry, a swimming pool. I say water pool, even because I don't know anything. I don't need a swimming pool, but maybe you like swimming, so you need a swimming pool. They say, Papa, we say choose for us. Anything you choose and everywhere you choose is okay for us. And indeed, when they came and I took them, they say, Papa, this is just okay for us. This is just okay for us. This is just okay for us. And I was shocked. Now, that was what Jesus did for us. Jesus gave all himself holistically. He gave the best so that you and I can enjoy the best. So in Christ, we are not to settle for less. So this Easter season is made for us to assess the best of the best. As a man, you don't have to suffer prostrate. Is it prostrate or? Is it? Eh? Prostate, that main disease. You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need to suffer it. Cancer, diabetes, what? No, it does not make you holistic. No, Jesus carried that cancer on his body. Jesus carried that prostrate or whatever in his body. Look, the challenges myself and the lady pastor had gone through. Sometimes when I go to check my pressure, I saw my physician, he said, look, don't come here. Come here once in a week. sorry, come here once in a year. Don't come again unless you have something like malaria or whatever. As for your entire body, don't come. Don't come and worry me. You just come to pay huge consultation fee, and that once you run the test for the year, it's okay. Unless there is something in your body you don't find, you can come and then we check it. But you are, everything is within the range. Then I will bypass him, enter pharmacy to check my pressure. You know, pharmacy pressure and your doctor pressure, they are different too. They are different. The readings are always different. My doctor told me. And he told me why pharmacy ones are high. I won't say it here. Why the pharmacy? Because they want you to buy pressure medicine. So when you check in pharmacy, it is high. When you go to hospital, you go to a doctor, that one, it will shock you. So I will bypass him and go and check pharmacy. The pharmacy will look at me and say, it is normal. I say, what? Say, it is normal. Then I realize that, hey, this is the finished work of Christ. I'm telling you, this is nothing but the finished work of Christ. This is nothing but pure grace. Because when I look at the challenges, when I look at, sometimes, I need to pray the whole night to overcome certain challenge. I need to believe God for certain breakthroughs. I need to, these are things you can't tell people. You can't tell people. Please, pray for us and discern what your pastor is going through. Pray and discern. God, tell me my pastor's situation. Tell me what my pastor is going through. Tell me. And that is where you inherit the highest anointing and ministry. When you make your father's pain your pain. When you make your father's burden your burden. When you make your father's issue your issue. It is in the Bible. Luke chapter 22 verse 28 to 30. When Jesus was about to go to the cross, he called his disciples and then he said to them, you are those who have stood with me in my trials. You are those who have stood by me in my trials. Luke chapter 22 from verse 28. And I confer on you a kingdom just as my father conferred on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. In John chapter 4, Jesus said, my food is to do the will of my Father and to accomplish it. My food, he said, I have food to eat that you don't know. My food is what? Is to do the will of the Father and to accomplish it. And to accomplish it. That was why on the Mount of Transfiguration, God spoke and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Because Jesus made the burden of the Father his burden. The pain of his father, his pain. The vision of his father, his vision. The desire of his father, his desire. You are receiving some secret today. I'm telling you. This is where you inherit the best of the best. When you make God's issue your issue. Like Idahosa telling God, you don't need to come down to solve this problem. I am here. Father, I am here in your name. Just empower me. Who will say that? Who will say that? I am here. My Father, I am here. Just empower me. Just grace me. Just favor me. After this, I'm going to pray this prayer. Father, I am here for you. Somebody need to pray this prayer. Father, I am here for you. Look, this is a key. The moment you tell God, I am here for you, the whole heaven will focus on you. I'm telling you, very soon you become Bill Gates. Very soon you become the richest man or the richest woman on earth. Very, very soon you will become, Father, I am here for you. I am here for you. But do you know also, the devil will fight you. The devil will fight you for making yourself available. The devil will do what? Fight you. Look, people who are not inside proper, they are not being fought to. But those who put themselves inside proper, yes, the devil fight. But do you know, the devil's fight is the suffering a little while. 1 Peter 5:10. After you have suffered what? A little while. Even church members will gossip. They'll say, are you the only one? Look at you. You have invested all in the church. You have invested all in the pastor's life. Look at, you see, look, Christians are standing sideways. And I laugh. They are just standing sideways. It is his call. It is his burden. It is his vision. That is why you are receiving sideways blessings. Sideways. You know, one of the laws that God gave to the Israelites, he said, when you are harvesting, don't harvest everything. Leave a little so that the poor people will come and then take. That little is what many Christians are enjoying. Many Christians are enjoying fringing blessings, peripheral blessings, blessings on the edge, not actual blessings, because they have not made themselves actually, they have not stepped in. They have not said, God, I am stepping in. I am standing in for you. I am here for you, Lord. You can entrust everything on me. I am here. Because of that, grace me, favor me, empower me. And you see what God will do through you. Look, your business becomes his business. Your career becomes his career. That position you occupy becomes his position. He will preserve it. He will protect it. He will keep it. And then he will begin to advance you. Please, do this in your strength according to the measure of your ability. I am not saying that do anything beyond. No. You start somewhere and then you increase in it. I know there are people in the church that are being laughed at. Being gossiped about. Look at her. Always around this man. Always this. Always that. When they call, she is running forward. Running all over the place. You know something? And because of that, people coil in. Yes, people just coil in. That is why you are enjoying fringing blessings. Fringing blessings on the edge. That's what you qualify for. Until you make yourself available holistically, holistic blessings will never flow. I wish you a blessed Easter. I wish you holistic blessing during this Easter. I am not saying that go and put yourself there before the congregation and say, I am this. Go before God. Go before God. Yes, like people do. They come to me, Pastor, I will start providing communion. I will start doing this. Pastor, for the church. Pastor, I will take over this in your life. Pastor, I will do this. Somebody came some time ago and said, as long as I live, Pastor, you will never buy suit again. You will never buy this again. You will never do this again. That is what we mean. But do you know this? Such people, they come under attack. God will allow you to be tested. That attack is a test. Whether you will give up or you will continue. But when you stand firm and persevere, that is when holistic Bill Gates, what prayer does Bill Gates pray? Elon Musk, what prayer does he pray? All these richest people in the world, do they go to church? Do they believe God? No, they don't. They don't. They don't. So even if they can have the key to the system, the key to wealth, how much more a child of God? How much more the product of the finished work? How much more? But because our mentality and lifestyles, our doctrinal position, we just belong to a church. We just belong to a group. Hey, this church, when you do this, people will talk. Oh, when you do this, so, so, and so. When you, that is why you are not enjoying holistic blessings. Look, I've come to realize something about human beings. Look, never concern yourself about human beings, because human beings are unstable and inconsistent. Human beings are hot. They are unstable and inconsistent. Human beings change with time. Situations change them. The person who is shouting hallelujah today, the next day will say, crucify him. That's the lesson God is teaching me about human beings. That was why Jesus did not give himself to human beings, because he knew what was in man. Look, somebody who vowed, Pastor, as long as I live, you don't need anybody. He came into my life and cut off all my friends. He took over center stage in my life. Center stage. I used to have good friends. They were not as rich as him, but very good friends. And the little they could do, they were doing. This one small here, this one small here. And I look, that's the best. So it's the best than having one rich person in your life. Because the day that rich person gets angry, you are finished. And leave you, you are finished. Little here, little here, little here, little here. And life was going on. When this man entered my life, team, he scattered all of them. How did he scatter them? He made sure that he took all my time. 24 hours he was on me. So I couldn't give attention to anyone again. One day, he stood in front of my gate. When he opened his car, he was about to enter. He hit his chest. Pastor, my pastor, you can trust me. I will take you to the whole world with the gospel. I will sponsor you to every country. You will ride in the best of cars. And you will ride in a private jet. He said all these things to me. 9 years after, the same person picked a phone and said, Pastor, I have decided to call it quit. I have decided to call it quit. I can't go along with you again. Just because God told me to correct him and to bring him to order in some areas. God started dealing with me concerning him. 1 year, I wasn't giving in, because I knew I would lose something. Until God appeared to me and said, choose between my will and your will. I say, Papa, please, why don't you just talk to him directly and passing this? I say, I know why. I know why. I want to increase your authority. I can do it. But when I do it, you have no authority. I want to increase your authority. Do it and I will confirm it. I say, Papa, when I do it, I will lose the monthly 20 CDs that you used to give to me. Today it is like 2 CDs. I will lose it. He said, go ahead. 1 year before. And indeed, after doing that, I did it, I mean, nicely. Even he was the one who prayed the final prayer for me and thanked me. He has never seen a pastor like me. In fact, I will leave long this and this and this and that. When he got home and shared with the wife, I don't know what the wife told him. Hey, pastor, There are things you said I didn't understand. I want to come again. I say, come. He came. I explained it. Oh, he started clapping for me. He went back. The next thing, he picked his phone. Pastor, I call it quit. Meanwhile, for 9-10 years, he has cut off all my friends from me. I can't go back to them. Now we look at each other at places and we wave our hands. My pastor, that's all. What they used to do in my life, they can't do again. But thank God that God has raised other people who stand with me. Beloved, this Easter should produce holistic blessings in your life. I usher you into holistic blessings. Any area of your life that is lacking, let this Easter provide it. Let this Easter provide it. Yes, Kenneth, your personally, God bless you. Thank you, Daddy, for this five-star teaching. God really bless you. I'm so grateful. You people are a blessing to me. Yes. Holistic blessing. Yes. My bloody, I did it diplomatically. I spoke to my friend diplomatically. But you know, he said, I call it quit. I wondered how I was going to survive. Hey, how am I going to survive? Let me tell you something. Always make sure you are in the will of God. From that time, I don't fear when anybody threatens that I am leaving the church. I don't really fear who leaves. I'm telling you. Look, people, I say, God bless you. Wherever you are going, stay blessed. This man left. Exactly 9 years, he died. In fact, three people left. 9999, they die. I am not saying that because of that. Don't leave. Oh. If you want to leave, you leave. I am not putting fear in you. No. I just realized, God was just telling me, you see, this mama got angry with you, so-and-so left. See that in the 9th year, you see your friend in the 9th year. You see this brother in the 9th year. I say, wow. Wow. And they suffered the same thing. Make sure that the devil doesn't bring confusion between you and your spiritual father. In fact, the devil will make sure that he brings confusion between you and the place where your destiny is connected. I'm telling you, the place where your destiny is connected, the devil will ensure that he brings confusion so that he casts you off. We are work in progress. Stay connected. Stay connected. We are work in progress. And really get connected and put your feet into it. Let God's work become your work. Let the pastor's burden become your burden. Don't leave it just for other people. Yes, God is so big. It's like a lion that some blind people were touching. Somebody who held the tail said the lion is like a tail. Somebody who held the leg is like the leg. They were described different. That's how God is. The portion you hold, he's so big. He's so big. Yes, they died because they did not stay under spiritual authority. Yes, so their source dried up. I like this. Goshenite. Goshenite, I want to know who you are. I like this. Write it for me. They died because they did not stay under spiritual authority. So their source dried out. It's true. Your source is where God will bring confusion. Yes. Yes, Mama Becky, they died because they left their place of covering. Yes. They left their place of covering. This, my friend, because he has been occult. So every year, he has been having some attacks. And anybody who goes near him also receives the attack. They will come and call me. I will go and sleep with him in his room for 3 days, 4 days. Massaging him, praying over him. Then the attack will break. So his family never played with me. The day they heard that he has left me, one of the brothers called me and said, my brother is dead. He said, my brother is finished because I know the day this attack will come, he will die. And you know, for 9 years, this attack never came when he was with me. When he left, the 9th year, the attack came. He was driving to Tema, on the way to Tema. When they attack him, they rush him to Tema General Hospital. It was in the news. So and so, dead. Dead on arrival. Beloved, this Easter, sit down from today. Please, let's review our lives. Do you have anything with anybody? Call the person. Don't have any issues. Call your husband. Call your wife. Call your son. Call your daughter. Call your friend if it is possible. But if it is not, just leave it and deal with God. Deal it directly. Please, I am not saying that when you apologize to somebody, then your relationship should continue to be the way it used to be. That one is optional. No, it's optional. Forgive. Forgive. But how you want to relate is over to you. It is optional. Yes, it depends on you. Mm-hmm. But you need to let things go so that blessings can flow. This Easter, from today, sit down and meditate. Where are the issues? Somebody has gossiped about you in the church. Somebody has done something against you. It is so painful. If the person is aware, call the person and say, do you know this thing that happened? Please, let's pretend that it has not happened. Let's become one. Let's forget. I am sorry. Even though you are the one offended, say, I am sorry. I have rather offended you. This is, settle things. Settle things, oh. Settle things. We shouldn't give chance to the devil. We are going to pray for the next 10 minutes. Look, some of these things, it will be difficult, oh. Yay. It will be difficult, eh? Ay. You see, this person said this thing to me, pa, and me. I am going to say, I beg, forgive, never, over my, no. I won't say something. Look, when you beg first, you don't know what you have gained. When you apologize first, you don't know what you have gained. You have gained something. This Easter season, it shouldn't pass. Look, Easter March is the beginning of God's calendar. In fact, God's calendar begins with Easter. I'm telling you. So 31st March is going to be the beginning of God's spiritual calendar. Don't start God's spiritual calendar with any issue. Don't end God's spiritual calendar with any issue. January is not the beginning of God's calendar. No. God's calendar begins on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. Goshenat, yes, you have to let things go. I like that. You have to let things go. You have to let many things go out of you. Look, some of you, this week, you are going to meet your destined husband, your destined wife, your destined job. Look, somebody came to my office the other day, and what he told me, I can't tell any human being. Even my wife, I've not told her. Even my wife, I've not told her. Look, God knows us in secret. God knows us in secret. And he knows the deliverer he's preparing for you. Look, you don't know. You think your prayers are not being answered. They have been answered. God is preparing a Moses. When the Israelites were crying, they never knew that God was dealing with Moses at the burning bush. They never knew. Look, God is dealing with Moses. God is dealing with Moses. There is a deliverer. A deliverer. Somebody just came to me. Somebody came to me yesterday and said, God has said, not a church member, not whatever. The person just follows online. He said, God says, I should come to you. God says, from now, I should do this. Hey, it was just a burden on me. It was just an answered prayer. I never knew. Who told you that your prayers are not answered? God is dealing with a deliverer. But do you know, before the person came, I had called somebody and apologized. I had made amends. I had called 3 people. I had called 4 people. Yes, I called 5 people. And I said, please, I am sorry about this. I am sorry about this. I am sorry. 2 people, a brother and a sister, were crying on phone. They were saying, ow, why? We thought we rather did this. Why? Why, Lord? Why? Papa, why? I said, no. This one, I. Do you know why? Because I have remembered that we are entering into Easter season. We are ending God's calendar and beginning God's calendar. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for today. I thank you for your spiritual year that is ending this month. And I thank you for your spiritual calendar. That is going to begin on Easter Sunday. Your spiritual calendar. That is going to begin on Easter Sunday. Oh Lord, this week, I don't want to miss your holistic blessings. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, therefore, oh Lord, anything in me that I need to rectify,
that
I need to correct,
oh Lord,
help me,
help me,
help me,
help me,
help me,
help me,
any area,
of my life,
I need to put in order,
any area
of my life,
I need to put in order,
help me,
Lord,
this week, help me, this Passover week, help me.
This
Easter week, help me.
Lord, 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 help me.
I am willing.
I am willing.
I am ready.
I am willing.
I am ready.
I am willing.
I am ready.
I am willing.
I am ready. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Any area of my life I need to put in order to end your spiritual calendar well, to end your spiritual calendar victoriously, and begin your spiritual calendar on Easter Sunday.
Oh Lord,
help me.
Help me, Lord.
Lord, 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 help me, Lord.
I am willing to let go.
Yes,
I am willing to let go.
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 I am willing to make amends.
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 I am willing to start afresh.
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 I am willing to make amends.
I am willing to make amends.
I am willing to make amends.
And start afresh.
And start afresh.
Willing to make amends.
And to start afresh.
I am willing to make amends
and to start afresh.
I am willing to make amends
and to start afresh.
I am willing to make amends
and to start afresh.
I am willing to make amends
and to start afresh.
I am willing to make amends
and to start afresh.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
anything I have not obeyed,
I am willing to obey.
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 I am willing to obey. I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
I am willing to obey.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, therefore, O Lord.
Therefore, O Lord.
This Easter week.
This Easter week.
This Passover week.
This Passover week.
I pray and command holistic blessings,
holistic blessings,
holistic blessings,
holistic blessings,
holistic blessings,
holistic restoration,
holistic restoration,
holistic healing,
holistic healing,
holistic healing,
holistic healing,
holistic healing,
holistic blessings,
holistic blessings,
holistic restoration,
holistic deliverance,
holistic deliverance,
holistic deliverance,
holistic rakatakabaya.
Say
any area
of my life
that is lacking.
Any area
in my life
that is lacking.
And anything
that is lacking
this week,
this week.
Let it be provided.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be provided.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be provided.
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 Let it be supplied.
I command holistic restoration.
Holistic healing.
Holistic deliverance,
yes,
holistic breakthrough,
holistic
open door,
holistic
establishment,
holistic
stability,
holistic
stability,
holistic
fulfillment,
holistic
fulfillment,
yes,
holistic joy,
holistic joy,
holistic favor,
yes,
holistic favor,
holistic
grace,
holistic
grace,
holistic grace,
holistic grace,
holistic grace,
holistic grace,
holistic grace,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any area of my life.
Any area of my life
that is lacking.
That is lacking.
Let there be a supply.
Let there be a supply.
Let there be a holistic supply.
Oh, holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Holistic,
holistic
supply.
Supply. Holistic supply. Holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Holistic supply.
Let there be
a holistic supply.
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 Rakataka
barakataka
ba
italaba kaba
rakata.
Alibaba rakataka
ba italaba sha.
Rababa kataka
ba italaba sha.
Rababa kataka
ba italaba sha
kaba rakataka
ba ataka ba
ya.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Beloved, I wish you a holistic manifestation week.
Amen.
A holistic manifestation.
Amen.
In every aspect of your life.
Amen.
Whatever that is lacking this week, there must be a holistic supply.
Yes, Lord.
A holistic supply. A holistic restoration, a holistic restoration, a holistic revival, a holistic revival, a holistic restoration, a holistic supply, holistic blessings is what I declare in your life. May God help you to let things go.
Amen.
May God help you to make amends.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit help you to start afresh.
Amen.
I declare and decree that you will never miss this week.
Amen.
You will never, never miss this week.
Yes, Lord.
You will never miss this spiritual
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
We are ending the year. God's spiritual calendar.
Yes, Lord.
Must end well.
Amen.
And we are beginning God's spiritual calendar.
Yes,
on
Lord.
Sunday 31st.
Amen.
On Sunday 31st.
Amen.
On Sunday 31st.
Amen.
Which is Easter Sunday.
Yes,
remember
Lord.
This. God's calendar always ends and begins on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Easter falls in April, the Easter Sunday is when God's spiritual calendar ends and begins.
How you end God's spiritual calendar. Please, after this, listen and begin to focus yourself. Begin to position yourself. You and God alone. Yesterday, I was speaking at the Newton Jolu District Leadership Conference. And I was telling them, it is time that each person must develop intimacy with God, with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ. Know him personally. Know him personally. Position yourself with him. So that you will not be deceived and be misled. You go to Facebook and other people are having all kinds of doctrines, all kinds of teachings, and if you don't take care, some are saying, we are in the New Testament, there is no longer tithing, there is no longer this. In fact, I was listening to one Papa Ewu of SDA. He's saying speaking in tongues is demonic, and I made a comment. I said, Papa, why do we talk about everything? Why do we talk about everything? So you are saying that in Acts, are you using the same Bible? Don't you read Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4? Haven't you read Luke chapter 24, verse 49? Go and tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you and deal with power from on high. Haven't you read Acts chapter 10, verse 38? How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and power. Hey, what at all is this? Why are we talking about things that we don't understand? Please, that is why you need personal intimacy with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus Christ. You will know if what the pastor is saying is not correct, the Holy Spirit will indicate it. The Holy Spirit will indicate it because we are first men before of God. We are first men before of God. We can also make mistakes. Don't just follow people. Please, don't just listen to people. Develop yourself in the Spirit. Develop yourself with Jesus. Develop yourself in the Word. And then you can know. I wish you a blessed Easter. Remember, dear Papa, may God's holistic blessings and anointing fill your life and ministry. Thank you, my own Akofa. I want to say that after this, I am going to pray a prayer for those who have stood with me. In fact, people have stood with me in different ways. There are some who sent tithe to me, especially some brethren from outside, to support my ministry. I am going to make a declaration. Some also sent tithe through me to the church. I give it to the church. Some send it directly and say, Papa, the Lord said we should give it to you directly. It is for you and ministry. People have invested several things in my life. Some cook for me. They say, these are covenant. Some do things. They paint the inside of the church. They do many things to enhance my ministry. People have made customized things for me with my name on it. I know the prayer I'm praying for you. People are there to pray for me. They are supporting me in prayer. I know what I say to you. People just say words of encouragement. Not money, but words of encouragement. You don't know. That tells a lot. It tells a lot. It is not only money. May the Lord bless you. I declare that this Easter, you should never miss it.
Amen.
You should never miss it. Let the heavens deliver holistically. Amen. I say from today, let the heavens deliver holistically. Amen. Into your life.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.